Around the Fringe on WYSO. And thank you, Troy. I appreciate that. Playing live in the studio of WYSO, Troy Camp. No, that was actually from like 1988 or something at Jilly's. And they played that show with the Reducers from New London, Connecticut, one of my favorite bands. I still love the Reducers. And they played with The Obvious that night. And it was actually the release night for the Hard to Be Cool album, which we talked about earlier, an album I put out on Iwana Records back in the 80s when I was losing my and emptying my wallet out, putting out vinyl. Okay. But now I see the same albums I put out going in for the collectors in like Sweden and Germany and stuff are like bucks. You know, they're making far more money than I ever made. So who do we have on the line here?
Well, I think we've got Miss Kiss.
Hey.
As in Anna.
Well, Anna, if I would have known it as somebody so important, then these guys wouldn't have been slagging you and stuff and talking about this weirdo on the phone.
You know, I'm sure that Ed Pittman was holding your attention pretty raptly. He had the habit.
That's true. That's true.
I don't remember Hard to Be Cool ever making you millions of dollars like Troy Campbell was suggesting just then, though.
I don't either. I think I was such a business genius. It's like when we sold out the first pressing, we thought, wow, this is going really well. We're going to make a lot of money. So I made a second pressing.
And that was the end of the barn?
Yeah, that's what sat in the barn.
Still there, I think.
It just disappeared. The sales just stopped. Right after we did the second pressing. If we would have actually stood still at the first pressing, maybe we would have had enough to buy, like, you know, a case of Little Kings or something.
We had that anyway.
Well, this is Anna Kiss, my stepdaughter, my lovely, lovely little Anna, who I've known since she was just a mere twinkle in the eye of the universe.
Yeah, I was calling in with a couple of Around the Fringe memories.
Oh, you have memories. That's good.
Well, you know, we are a family of rock and roll, I believe. So What with you being one of my three of my four parents take credit for naming me Anakis, and you're the third, even though you didn't actually have anything to do with my conception.
Thank God.
But, and then Natalie as well, my little sister, also has a rock name, although it's a reggae name, I guess. Her name being Natty Dread, like the Bob Marley song. And you have told me before, and my mother and my father, all three of you argue about who decided that anarchist was a good first and middle name for a baby.
It's in fashion now.
Now, listen a second now. Who was listening to the Sex Pistols at that time?
You know what? I was in the womb.
Moi.
Being a mere fetus, I cannot settle this argument.
So what's your story here besides that?
Oh, well, the other thing is that I just, you know, you've always been so prepared for your show.
That's a good one. I forgot the laugh track. We need one of those on this.
Yes, prepared.
And my favorite memory of your avid preparations is the day that I had my first son in your living room, and you were frantic waiting for the baby to be born, and you almost didn't make it for your 25th anniversary of Elvis's death. Special show. So to meet Nikki Kay up at the studio, so that was sort of a big deal. And of course, we listened as I cradled my newborn son.
So you gave birth to Around the Fringe.
And he still made it to the show.
Was the soundtrack to your birth?
No. He still made it to the show. He didn't risk losing the show, but it was the baby was born before the show.
Oh,
luckily.
Okay. But it's the first things it heard in the universe here in this mortal coil was the sounds of Around the Fringe coming.
Yeah, some of those in its first hours of life. His first hours of life.
Poor kid.
Oh.
Jim was jumping up and down there, present, and then he had to figure out what to do about Elvis.
Well, I remember that show.
When Alex was born, I remember you guys kept telling me to go boil water. And I think the real reason was to get rid of me.
I didn't have anything to do with that. I was a little occupied. But Yeah.
If we tell him to go boil water, he'll get off our hair.
You interrupted me. I was in the middle of contractions, and here's Jim saying, "Hey, Anna, it's real important. I get to boil water, just like in the movie." And I said, that's great, Jim.
Well, it was great. It was an important job.
See, around the fringe is very important in our family, though. It's just always there, always in the background. 30 years. It's almost my whole life.
Well, it's been like that for a lot of people, which is one of the great things about it. It's been in the cultural matrix of so many lives and so much activity in this town and around the world for so long that it's a remarkable feat, actually.
Indeed. I just wanted to say hello from Cleveland, listening on the internet tonight. So
well, thank
have a great
you.
Show and happy anniversary.
Well, thank you so much, and say hello to Paraboo and to the Cheetah, Chrome, and Stiv, and all the other my buddies up there.
I will.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye, Anna. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
It's Around the Fringe. We're having a great time tonight. Many memories coming up. We'll hear some more from Free Shakespeare, who's been doing Shakespearean readings of people who have sent us notes over the past couple weeks. And we have some montages of people who have left messages for us as well. And much, much more. We're having a good time tonight. And hopefully fit like a little ounce of music in here and there as well.
Absolutely. And we've got coming up, we've got from Camper Van Beethoven, from their amazing show right down the street from here, the Antioch Dorm Basement from 1987, reading some fine works from Mom and Dennis Schlichter. We have more testimonies, and like the Rev said, Shakespeare and all sorts of great music from the Rev, the collection from Dayton and elsewhere. But right now, from accumulated from all over the place, I guess, right? This is no one thing. This is a whole bunch of people here on Around the Fringe.
Hey, this is Jerry London, and I just wanted to tell everybody that I'm so proud of the Rev for hanging in there for 30 years. I just thought I'd mention the first time I met the Rev, we were both on an alien spaceship, and we were both sitting on tables next to each other having our gametes extracted. I asked the Rev, I said, "Hey, Rev, what are you getting for your gametes?" And he says, "Well, I'm getting intergalactic peace. That's what I'm trading mine for." He says, "What are you getting for yours?" And I said, "Well, I'm getting a 67 Ford Mustang Fastback with Krager tires. I don't know who got the better deal, but I'm still driving that Mustang, Rev. I'm still driving, and you're still on the air, so break a leg, bro."
30 years of anything is just an unbelievable thing. But 30 years of being on the radio, especially the wild and wacky times that you've had, is just unreal. This is Ken Haynes. Rev, thank you very much for teaching me about Dayton music. Thank you very much for teaching me about world music. Just thank you very much, Rev. And for all the people in Dayton, you have a treasure there. You really do. And make sure you take care of it.
This is Ernstock from the old neighborhood, Manhattan, Harvard Avenue, Five Oaks, and all together at the Arnold Zeffel Farm. Not only has he been doing his wonderful Around the Fringe show for 30 years, Rev Kuhl has changed my life with his spiritual guidance. He's just an amazing person. We need to celebrate these 30 years in the best way. We love you, Rev Kuhl.
I'm calling from a safe house. The Rev Kuhl is the only hope the world has against the attack of the evil identical step twins. In fact, he's been protecting us for the last 30 years. Anyway, thanks, Rev Kuhl. This is Marty Lou, and a wonderful 30 years. Great deal.
Hi, this is Jill Bishop. I just want to congratulate Rev Kuhl, a.k.a. Jim Carter, for these many 30 years of amazing music that has come our way. I have learned so much about great music, great world music. I've spent countless Friday nights dancing around my living room and the living room of friends to Around the Fringe. So I think it's just an amazing feat in this day and age of soundbite world and everything being so fleeting, disposable, etc., that Jim has stayed with this program for 30 years every Friday night, schlepping out to Yellow Springs from Dayton or Vandalia to bring this amazing music to his listening audience. So way to go. I am just thrilled to give my congratulations as a long listener and friend of Jim Rev Cool and his family. So many congrats, and I hope you can keep it up, or, well, maybe not 30 more years. That'd be a really long time, and you'd be really old, Jim. But, you know, at least maybe another 10 or 20 years. Well, maybe 25 more. I don't know. Anyway, it's all good stuff. Congratulations from the desert, from Tucson, Arizona. Love ya, Rev.
That's far better, but
you're still over here.
Well, maybe I... Is that all right? We're not going to worry about it. So how are you guys doing anyways? Yeah, all right. Great.
I don't understand. You guys are doing yeah. Well, we're doing like... I guess it works out. Pardon me? Oh. Okay. Look, so long as it's okay with you, okay?
I was waiting for Monday. I was waiting to be noticed. I was waiting for the table. I was waiting for you to take care of it. I was waiting to see how long it would take for you to notice it was gone. I was waiting for my food. I was waiting for my hair to grow. I was waiting for the noise to die down. I was waiting for the go-ahead. I was waiting till I turned 16. I was waiting for this room. I was waiting for spring. I was waiting in the line. I was waiting patiently. I was waiting for it to slow down. I was waiting until I was sure. I was waiting for the order. I was waiting for your response. I was waiting for it to sink in. I was waiting at the gate 9. I was waiting for the word of God. I was waiting for the signal. I was waiting until it felt right. It feels good now. It feels really good. I was waiting to spring into action. I was waiting for my subscription to run out. I was waiting for the cry to warm up. I was waiting for the light change. I was waiting for my favorite show. I was waiting in a van. I was waiting for something else. I was waiting for the next one. I was waiting inside. I was waiting until I was sleepy. I was waiting until I spoke to you. I was waiting to see if you already knew. I was waiting for the bell. I was waiting for the confirmation.
Flashing lights, it's a perfect thing to keep you distracted. For a long time, I assumed that the title of Reverend was just part of his shtick. But several years ago, I learned that Jim was indeed a legally ordained man of the cloth in the state of Ohio. He had promised a best buddy that he would preside at the friend's wedding. On the very July weekend that Jim and a crew of stalwart global music fans from Dayton normally would have traveled up to London, Ontario for TD Sunfest, I was crestfallen, pretty sure that Rev would have to miss Sunfest for the very first time in over a dozen years. But somehow, he managed to arrive in time for the opening night of our festival. Then, on Saturday morning, hitched a ride back to Dayton to conduct the wedding ceremony and miraculously rocketed back to London for the final day of Sunfest. Brian.
Wow, this is huge. I have danced around the living rooms of friends as well as my own to your show. I can't even tell you how many times. We have lost many of our compadres over the past couple years, and I know they salute you from that great record store in the sky. So in the pain of these losses comes the comfort and inspiration that you are still creating such great programming, supporting recording artists, and making folks dance all over the globe. All on a volunteer basis. Wow. Jill.
Carter, you've outlasted Clean Gene, Art Snyder, and the rest of the old heads. That's something, dude. Andrew.
May you enjoy many more stints at the mic. Jeff.
I came to Dayton in 1970, and 91.3 was good, but missing something. Then, 30 years ago, a new show appeared. It was exciting, different, vibrant, and scintillating. I think Rev Cool started then, too. David.
Around Fringe on WYSO, music from around the world, as well as your own backyard. If you've been tuning in, we've been actually taking a trip down memory lane. It's the 30th anniversary of Around the Fringe being on the air on WYSO. We've been playing some montages of people calling in, as well as having free Shakespeare in a studio, reading some of the notes that you sent us as well, and taking live phone calls as well. And you can call as Tony has just done at 1-800-776-0090 or 937-769-1998. Tony, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, good deal.
Hey, Jimmy, thank you. You corrupted me with the police so young. You know, I was so young and innocent.
Corrupted me with the police. What?
With the police?
You corrupted me with the police and all this new music, and it just totally changed my musical taste, let me tell you.
Well, I'm glad, but corrupted?
I guess you can't corrupt the already corrupted.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, but thank you, man, okay. So much. Congratulations for all this time.
Well, thank you as well. I congratulate myself for being alive. So.
Yeah, well, you'll be on there until you're dust.
I'm pretty close, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah, no comment.
Well, thank you so much for calling.
Oh, yeah, thank you for the shout-out on my birthday a couple of years ago. I appreciated that.
Well, it's not every day you have a birthday.
No. At least I'm here to see it.
That's true.
All right.
Okay.
Again, thank you, Jimmy, for 30 years.
Well, great. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony.
Okay. Bye-bye, Tony.
All right. Bye-bye.
You get a lot of loyal viewers. Well,
yes, I have loyal viewers. Yeah. There's these peeping Toms. They're quite loyal.
Yeah.
Since I've noticed them, I've been put on more of a show.
The NSA and all that. Well, they usually listen. They don't look. All sorts of things. You've
one of the impressive things about the Rev Cool and Around the Fringe is the fact that you've got such a loyal, devoted base of people who have, because once you get introduced to the Rev, well, then you're, no, then it's almost like Around the Fringe is stalking you for 30 years, you know.
The base, yeah, once you're introduced to Around the Fringe and Rev Cool, and then you start to freebase, but that's
but then you can't even get away from it, because even if like you want, like from your newsletter I found from 1986, yep, from 86, there was a woman who asked that, quote, "Dear Rev Cool, please stop my subscription to I Want a Magazine immediately."
That was a magazine I put out.
Right, it is. And a copy. Well, you responded, "The Rev Cool can fool all of the people all of the time, but somehow you think that you are the exception." Ha! Fooled again. "Have you checked your forehead for the mark of the uncool? Of course I'll grant your wish, because the Rev Cool grants all wishes. But at the end of time, when the rest of us are munching on caviar and ho-hos in the safety of the hollow..." "In the safety of the hollow earth, your cheap survivalist cults won't help you. In fact, it has become obvious that you can't even fight off a mere identical, evil identical step-twin." I wish I could put in that, because the capitalization through this is quite amusing. You can't replicate it here. "At this point, the only way that I would even consider saving you is if you immediately sent me a $20 bribe. The rest of your dear children of cool, remember that it's not necessary to send money to stay on the cool list."
Oh, can you put this, not, well, we get this too, but you have that promo about the scrambled egg?
The scrambled, oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
can you put that on? That's completely ridiculous.
Yes, we'll pull this thing out. We've got, we've got another call coming in for you. We're going to talk to them real quick. And then we've got more from the Camper Van Beethoven live at Antioch University Dorm. And then we've got all sorts of goodies here, including more promos, more talk, more. And who's on the line here? What do we got? We've got, hello.
Who is it?
Well, hi, Sharon.
Well, hey, it's me, Jim.
Well, yeah.
I'm Rev, Andy.
Yeah, we're revved.
Sharon from Real Lulu. Are we moving into the 90s yet?
I don't know if we, who knows.
Well, I wanted to thank you for all the Friday nights when I'm here just doing my thing, and I know I can turn on that radio and get that portal into the groovy coolness of Dayton and music, and it really has that family community feeling, and it's very connecting. Yeah, and I want to thank you for that feeling, and it's been great tonight, just great. And some of the memories. Well, first of all, recognizing and being in the basement of that Camper Van Beethoven show, I don't think I would have ever remembered witnessing David Lowery read Mom's lyrics. So I'm like, oh, I don't know if I would have remembered that on my own, so thank you.
That's the only thing I remembered from that show.
Oh, that was weird. That was a weird trip. But what keeps coming to me, and I've so much fun, the times that you invited Real Lulu into the studio, and Andy, you might be better on the timing, because there was one time we were in there, and Steve Bognar and Julia Reichert came in with the cameras, but I think that was the later 90s. But the one I'm really remembering is when we were there with Greg Spence and, of course, Katie Dougherty and myself. But I can't remember if it was like spring 95 or spring 96. But we came in to do a little unplugged live on the air. I think you were helping us plug either our 45 or our CD, Rev.
Uh-huh.
And we showed up, and, you know, of course, we're as prepared as you. And
excellently prepared.
Right. And
superbly prepared.
Greg comes up to me, Sharno, I not only forgot my snare, but I forgot my bag of drumsticks. Right? Panic in Detroit. So everybody's setting it up, and I don't think we asked your permission. So in all your revness, I'm asking for, like, karmic cleansing here. And I'm going to make a serious confession. that we snuck down the hall, and I can't remember where we were either. Yeah, I think it was at the old station.
Probably was.
Right? So, and this is why, now that I'm all grown up and mature, you have to keep an eye on those youngster rockers. Because we snuck down the hall, we found an employee break room, and so we're looking for percussive things. And to get Greg by for, you know, live on the air, we found a plastic container with Cheerios in it. And that had a good Cheerio kind of sound. So he put that under his arm. And he's like, well, what are we going to do about drumsticks? What are we like, you know, and I'm starting to open up drawers to see if there's just utensils or plastic forks or something. But Greg gets this gleam in his eye as we're walking through the door. And, like, part of the molding was already broken. And I saw that gleam in his eye. Now, I didn't do it, but I didn't stop him.
Well, and if I remember where the old studio was, that was the least of the problems.
Okay. So we conveniently made two drumsticks out of the door molding and skipped down the hall, and you helped us pull it off.
Oh, well, that's so sweet now that I'm going to be fired from the studio for damaging Antioch's property.
Come on.
30 years is enough. You're out of here.
Send me the bill.
Okay.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you so very much.
And thank you. And, yeah. Well, it's beyond words. So it's really a gift and a rarity. And so thanks for all the energy you continue to put into it.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for calling.
Okay, keep having fun and listening.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
We got one more call here coming in here, Rev.
That's incredible.
This one's from coming all the way from the left coast, I believe.
On the line.
I have to look on my shoe.
Hey, Andy.
I have
hey,
L.
Rev.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hey, I just want to say congratulations for the 30 years.
It's MC Ferret.
Oh, great.
Isn't it so cool, like, you know, with today's technology, that I can finally listen to your show?
All the way from around the world. There were in the MC Ferret from the Electric Ferrets and Big Beef Headquarters West Coast and many groovy cosmic photonic video specials that we've done with the Rev Cool and UMC. A lot of fun.
Yeah, I just thought I'd call after hearing my home girl and former Psycho A recording artist Sharon Gablett call in. So
I'm so glad you did.
All right, so
well, thank you.
Yep, well, keep it short. Like I said, congratulations,
and I love all your collections of like the Beatles monkeys and the Mexican Beatles or the right. Argentina monkeys and
yeah.
such. It's just fantastic stuff.
Well, I keep telling Andy, I think we got one more show in us, and it would be a doozy.
Okay.
Yeah. It'd be the best one.
I want to hear it.
We'll pull one of those things out here. We'll get you down to the studio. All right. Thanks, MC.
All right.
We've got coming up.
We've got some Camper Van Beethoven from Antioch. But first, we have this word from our sponsor. Don't forget, you too can call in at 937-769-1998.
Oh, this is old promo?
Yeah.
This one's so stupid and ridiculous. It's amazingly stupid.
Well, that's why we're going to play
it's
it.
It's embarrassing and stupid. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, are you sure?
Yeah, go ahead. It's you probably could learn from it, Andy.
Okay.
Here we are in the kitchen of Rev Cool. He's walking towards the refrigerator, as you can hear, and he's getting out an egg. Say, Rev, since when did eggs have pop tops? He's walking towards the stove. He's got the egg poised.
Okay, one last time. This is your brain. And this is Rev Cool. This is your brain on Rev Cool. to Rev Cool.
Hi, this is Angelo Garcia from Yellow Springs. I'd like to thank Rev Cool for all of his service on the air and playing all the great music that you do, and also for your help on spreading the word for all the bands that you do play, and spreading the word for our band as well as Chicago Afrobeat Project. Also, you're probably responsible for getting me and my wife together 7 years ago. She heard one of our shows, Peaches, on your show, and she came to the show, and everything's history from there. So thank you so much, Rev. Keep it up, and enjoy your shows, enjoy your music, and hopefully see you around.
Bye.
Straighten it out. nation. Our leaders make us fight. We don't know what for. If they want people killed, let them fight the war. It's gotta end somewhere. It's killers got to cease. If no one went to fight, we'd all live in peace. Our generation is all left up to us. Our generation, let's do just what we must. Straighten it out. Gotta straighten it out.
There's a you, there's a better me. It's why we're together and stronger than they ever thought it could be. A world motherless can health care cover this. A love for all people, no matter what the culture is. Our generation is making huge strides. A self-empowering movement that's on the rise. The more the doors open, the more the youth can see. A fair chance means a greater opportunity to have a brighter future, deeper insight. Work hard to be anything you want in life. It's what it's all about, the longevity. Educated enough to know what's ahead of me. Here to straighten it out, seeking you'll find. They can cage your body, but not your mind. We lay it all on the line in the struggle we grew. But together, here's what we gotta do.
Our generation is all left up to us. Our generation, let's do just what we must. Straighten it out.
Our generation,
straighten it out.
Come on,
straighten it out.
This is Dan Haug, a.k.a. Ruckus Roboticus, from Dayton, Ohio, calling to share a few of my memories of Around the Fringe. Many years ago, my wife and I met because I hosted a radio show that she listened to, and so I thought proposing marriage to her via the radio would be a cool way to pop the question. And out of all the radio shows on all the radio stations in the Miami Valley, Around the Fringe on WYSO was the right one that captured the right spirit and the right vibe. Once Rev Cool was on board with the plan, I pre-recorded my proposal for him to air. Meanwhile, I told my wife that Rev Cool was airing a pre-recorded interview with me and that we should tune in to hear it. So on Friday night at 8:30, I sat with her next to the radio, anxiously awaiting what was about to go down. Finally, the surprise proposal aired, and I got down on one knee, and she said yes. In addition to the proposal, I had the honor of having Rev Cool and the Rev Cool Orchestra play at my CD release party in 2008. Their performance was amazing, and overall, it was one of the best shows I've ever been a part of in Dayton. So for all these reasons and more, my wife and I are huge fans of Rev Cool, Around the Fringe, and WYSO, and we want to wish Rev congrats on the 30 years, and here's to many more. Thanks. Bye.
Well, that's awfully nice there.
That's wonderful. Do we have somebody on the line here? What's up?
From the Ruckus Roboticus?
Yeah.
Man himself. And we were just listening to, we had from before Ruckus, your friend Angelo.
Right, Angelo, the Chicago Afro Beat Project.
Which is...
And they're based in Chicago. Angelo, actually, since he fell in love after the Rev touched his life... he lives here in Yellow Springs, but then travels back and forth to play with the Afrobeat Project.
Wonderful.
Because love holds you here.
And we also had...
It's almost Valentine's Day.
Yeah. And we also had in there from another local boy, Mr. John Legend, from his album with The Roots. And that goes out to Marisha out there on the left coast as well, out there in L.A. right now, who called in to wish you a very happy 30th.
Oh, I appreciate that. And I see a note here that she's finally going to come around with this curry dinner that she's been promising me now for a few centuries. And I don't care about the rest of this WYSO team or anything else that she's talking about.
Yeah.
I'm about the food right here.
She was trying to work out actually a delivery of it tonight. And it was like, that might be...
That would have been wonderful.
Yeah. It could have been
wonderful. Well, anyway, thank you. I'm just teasing, but I really appreciate that. I cannot wait for that. Do we still have a phone line?
Yes, we do.
Who's on the line here?
Somebody's talking to us.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, you guys. Hey, this is Lily.
Hi, Lily.
And I'm just sitting with my friends listening to your show and wanted to wish you a happy 30th anniversary. So.
Well, thanks. Hello, you're so sweet. Hey. Wow, thank you, guys.
From Chicago.
Okay, thank you guys. I appreciate it so much.
Getting it from Chicago.
Yeah, that's my daughter Lily calling in from Chicago with her friends, right?
Well, we've got Los Angeles and Chicago.
It's a Natty Dreadlocks. Guess who's coming? It's been a curry dinner. And guess who's coming to dinner? Natty Dreadlocks.
Hello?
Hi. Oh, it's
Hey, Dad.
Hi, Natty. How you doing?
Happy anniversary.
Well, thank you. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, we're calling from Kansas.
Kansas?
Yeah.
Well, it's so flat there. I'm sure you get a good reception.
Reception. I can pick it up from all the way over here.
Yeah.
In fact, I string a line along 70 just so I could get this show in.
Oh, well, that's good. That's what everybody should do.
Remember, I'm the one and only daughter who loves you the most.
Well, obviously that is true. The other two have called already.
Right. So it works.
Well, thank you so much, Natalie.
Okay.
And we'll see you soon in spring.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that's my daughter, Natalie, Natty Dread, calling into Around the Fringe.
Wonderful stuff.
Yes, 30 years on air with WYSO, and my children are calling up because I'll tell you what, they grew up listening to Around the Fringe and the music, and I have many, many stories of them and their experience with music. For example, one of Natalie's teachers when she was in high school was trying to tell her that Eric Clapton wrote Who Shot the Sheriff, and she had to raise her hand and say, sir, no, that was Bob Marley. And he's going, no, Eric Clapton wrote it. She goes, well, tomorrow I'll bring in the record to show you, which she did. And then the same teacher, he's trying to prove how cool he was saying that Santana wrote Oye Como Va. And she was going, no, that's Tito Puente. And she goes, I saw Tito Puente, and he wrote Oye Como Va. He goes, no, Santana wrote it. She goes, well, I guess we'll just have to go through this again.
And she did.
Yes.
And she was right.
Right.
Of course. Because, you know, she's got the hookup.
Right. One time, I remember Anna, my oldest daughter, some guy before she was married was trying to hit up on her and talking about ska. And she was going, and he thought he was a ska champion of the world because he just started listening to, like, some of the L.A. West Coast ska music. And she goes, oh, you mean ska, like the Pioneers and the Scadlights? He goes, no, that's not ska. I know ska. She's just like, you are such a loser. Just walked away. Because she had grown up listening to the real ska.
The real stuff.
Yeah.
Which you could listen to on a regular basis on this very program.
Yeah. And
here.
That's true. And, of course, and Lily, of course, was my little assistant during many, many times. So it's all three of them been a great, great blessing.
And it's been great to hear from them tonight. It was great to have them on the Photonic video shows we did with MC Ferret.
Right.
Those were always fun. We've still got.
We got to move, huh?
We've got all sorts of goodies here. Thanks to everybody who's been tuning in so far. We've still got another hour to go on tonight's 30th anniversary. We've still got some more special guests to bring into the studio, more material to play, all sorts of goodies, including more testimonials and more messages from around the world as well as right here in our own backyard. And to provide those, We have...
Oh, Free Shakespeare.
Yes.
And I like the whole concept of Free Shakespeare. They're bringing Shakespeare to the people and in non-traditional places. You may see him in a coffee shop. You may see him on a street corner. You could see him at a restaurant. And it's or you can see him right here in the studios at WYSO, which is fantastic. Free Shakespeare. Reading some of your comments tonight during the 30th anniversary of Around the Fringe.
You're listening to member-supported 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, broadcasting in HD and online at wyso.org. WYSO is a broadcast service of Antioch University for the Miami Valley. I mostly remember you being one of the few people who helped promote my benefit show to raise money for my massive medical debt due to my nearly fatal stroke a few years back. Now I'm again able to walk, and am still doing my art inspired by my stroke and recovery experience. You were instrumental in me accomplishing all this. Tom.
Most people don't know that everything I ever did was essentially because of the Reverend. I will always be eternally grateful for the inspiration that Jim instilled in me, a certain insatiable hunger to seek out the new and exceptional. He first sparked that flame in me 30 years ago, and it burns true to this day. My life has been immeasurably enriched. Ken.
The Rev is a Dayton national treasure. We should rename Main Street Far Hills to the Rev Cool Way. Can I get an amen? Dennis.
The enduring power of Rev Cool arises from his wise acknowledgement that Dayton, Ohio is, in fact, the center of the universe. Rev Cool is the one who upholds, illuminates, and maintains this natural harmony via the airwaves. Rev Cool is not only the inventor of the meme, "Think globally, act locally." He embodies it through his masterful promotion of both the homegrown and the exotic. Rev Cool has freed our ears from the tyranny of commercial radio. Kimberly.
Goodness! Your reminiscing about broadcasting from a cornfield transported me right back to sitting in my little brother's room, listening to your show. He had copper wire all around the top of his walls so we could pull you in. Was that really 25 years ago? Beth.
The Rev. He's still cool, even in a cruel world. Kathy.
What impresses me about Rev? He can sell anything to anyone if they are listening, including himself, which is why he is married to Kat. What I both like and hate about Rev, he's smart enough to blend into any crowd, including collections of rocks. And he does it. Ed.
My CD collection doesn't suck, in large part because I have been listening to Rev Cool for so many years. Joe.
I'm Heather Martin, chair of the WYSO Resource Board, and I'll make this simple. Our annual silent auction is coming up on February 11th, and you need to be there. There will be cool stuff like local art and gift cards to buy, fine wine to sample, and sweet cupcakes to taste. And we're holding it at a fabulous new venue in Springfield, the Hollenbeck Bailey Creative Arts and Conference Center. So log on to wyso.org for more details, and I'll see you at the auction.
Hello, everyone out there. This is Alejandro from the True Believers.
Javier.
Denny.
And Keith.
And we'd just like to say, when we're not being busted by the game warden in Fairborn, Ohio, we are listening to
WYSO in Yellow Springs, Ohio.
This is the last one we're going to do because we're going to have to repeat a song. And this one goes out to all of you people from Dayton who have been so nice to us while we've been here.
This one goes out to all of you. It is called The Rebel Kind. They call us the rebel kind, but they don't understand.
Attaining.
It's supposed to be painting. Just a second.
Tom Carroll, a.k.a. C4I, saying congratulations to Rev Cool, the coolest DJ on the planet. Maximum respect, Rev. Congrats on 30 years of Around the Fringe. Everyone loves Around the Fringe. Friday night I love to listen to the cool tunes Rev Cool spins. Here's to the next 30 years of Around the Fringe. Big up, Rev Cool.
This is Dan Reardon from Dan Reardon and the Calientes, and we are wishing you a very happy 30 years. You have brought us much joy, Rev Cool. Thank you very much.
Love you, Rev Cool. This is Lynn Halsey, and I guess I wanted to say, as far as reminiscing, that it's hard for people to understand now just how barren the musical landscape was when Rev Cool's show started. He brought the music to us in a way that I don't know that there would have been an opportunity to get that music had it not been for his show. So thank you very much for increasing my musical knowledge and making me dance.
Hey, Rev, Anadana and Wavy Davy here sending you congratulations on 30 years at DISO.
Jeff Keating calling from Cincinnati, Ohio. Reverend Cool, the most amazing guy in the world, almost single-handedly created a really progressive scene musically and culturally, obviously, in years when other cities were kind of lagging behind.
This is Jared Michael Nickerson, just reminiscing on my involvement with Jim through Human Switchboard, which I played with the last 4 years. Always had a great time, had great parties, and 30 years, amazing. 30 more are coming, going to be even more amazing. Big ups to everyone. Peace.
I'm Sam. I live in Vandalia, and I just wanted to say that I met Rev Cool at Dayton Does Dayton. I got a picture with him, and it's probably one of the best things that happened that night. He's a great show. I love listening, and he does the good work. Thanks.
Rev Cool, this is Cindy Funk. I'm rooting for you as you celebrate this milestone. You've got extreme cool, you've got longevity, and you're the best-looking man on the radio. Turn up the heat. Take it easy, Rev Cool, and congratulations.
This is David Dye, host of the World Cafe, looking back on 30 years of Rev Cool and Around the Fringe. When Rev started at WYSO back in, 1982, Bob Dylan was making gospel music, the Police were still speaking to one another, and the kids were still drinking 3-2 beer. A lot has changed over the years, but you can still tune in to WYSO every Friday night to hear Rev Cool playing the best in local and world music. Here's wishing you many more Friday nights with Rev Cool on WISO.
Around the Fringe on WYSO. Thank you, everybody, for all the fine and kind things that you've said. And to tell you the truth, when we came up with doing this night tonight, we were thinking, really, it's not about the Rev Cool. It's really about all you guys and the fine support and that you've given WYSO and me during the years. So I greatly, greatly appreciate knowing and hearing from each and every one of you. We have a couple more phone calls in, don't we? Mm-hmm. Well, hello.
Hi, Jim.
Oh, yes, Susie.
Hi, Jim. Hey, I have a memory that I wanted to share from the early 80s, but before I do that, Joe and I want to thank your lovely wife and Joe's wonderful sister, Kat, for getting Joe and I together. She encouraged me to visit Joe in San Francisco, and we reconnected, and we've had 20-plus happy years of living together in sin without the benefit of the church's blessing.
What?
But we rest safe knowing that you, Rev Cool, stand alone among people of the cloth.
That's true.
Blessing our union, and we love you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Our memory is of seeing Richard Hall and the Voidoids, which was a punk band at Jilly's.
Richard Heck? Oh, go ahead.
Richard Heck and the Voidoids, a punk band at Jilly's. And their bassist.
Ivan Julian.
Pardon?
It was Ivan Julian.
Ivan Julian?
Yeah,
oh,
Julian.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Joe said their bassist had played for a band called The Foundations.
Yeah, it's The Foundations. Great band.
And you, the Rev, organized a huge audience or group of friends to sing, I wish I could do it, Build Me Up Buttercup, to the Voidoids to remind them of their true 60s bubblegum roots.
I don't know. Was that bubblegum that Richard Hell was throwing up behind his speakers that night?
It must have been. I think it was pink.
Oh, yeah, it was something. I think he did, what, four songs or something before
it was over?
Yeah, they
before
were very it was over. Fast.
Yeah.
Well, that was just one of the many fun times that we've had with you, Rev.
Well, thank you so much. And one of my favorite guitarists of all time, Robert Quinn, was playing guitar for the Voidoids at that point.
Huh.
Yeah, just a little trivia there. Well, thank you for calling.
Okay.
I appreciate
great to talk to you.
Yeah, well, we never do that. So. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Hello.
Hello.
What is that charming little voice I'm hearing?
Oh, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm sitting here, and I tried to get through a couple times, but then I fell asleep, and then somebody called my cell phone, and I woke up, so
says,
here I am.
That says a lot for the show tonight. This is Myrna McCarrion. For people who don't recognize this lovely, charming voice, Myrna McCarrion from Ruby on the Vine.
Hi.
You played Dathan, yes, and also the Human Switchboard, which we played earlier tonight.
Hi. Boy, it was so great to hear all these memories and everything. I was listening all night, and all these people that I haven't seen in years, but it's like you still see them, you know, back in 1980, 81.
Uh-huh. Well, I know I haven't changed.
Well, it was a renaissance in Dayton, Ohio. Like, you know, my biggest memory was like I was coming from, I don't know, Cleveland, and everybody said, oh, we're gonna play in Dayton, Ohio. I was like, Dayton, Ohio? Where is Dayton, Ohio? What's in Dayton, Ohio?
People still asking that question.
Yeah.
I know, but I remember the first time we went down there, I think we were driving through somewhere. It was really flat, and there was we could see a tornado in the distance, and we stopped underneath an overpass, and we stood there and we were watching this tornado in the distance, and I'm like, oh, my God, we're going to – where are we going? Like, where the hell are we going? And the next thing I know, like, I'm in this club, and there's, like, these crazy people where I'm like, wow, this is amazing. It was like packed club and some, you know, I don't know where I am. And the next thing I know, I'm in somebody's like strange house, and there was like thousands of people in this party. And I have to say, It was like the best party I've ever been to in my entire life.
Well,
so,
great. And that Mickey that you were slipped that night, do you remember that? Never mind.
No, I think it was the pot beer.
And the pot beer. Let's not go too far to that little distribution system there. And Ed Pittman is in the studio tonight.
Who?
Ed Pittman.
No.
Yes. Yeah.
Pittman, I was
hello,
cleaning
Rev
the
cool.
kitchen the other day,
yeah.
and you know
yeah.
what? I want him to know.
Yeah.
For 5 years, there has been a CD sitting on my kitchen table. It's got an orange sleeve on it,
uh-huh.
and it was handed to me by Ed Pittman 5 years ago when I was in Dayton, and Ed gave me a CD of all these songs he wrote, and I listened to it. It's really great. And
wow.
then once in a while, we use it as a coaster, you know.
Or a dartboard.
Well, we're going to listen to Ed sing a song here. Can you?
Cool. Yeah. Cool. I wish I could be there to sing harmony.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'd be fantastic. Well, we're going to have to get going because we're running out of time here.
Okay. Right.
Thanks so very much for calling.
Congratulations and thank you for all of the years and the memories.
Well, thank you. Thanks for all the great times
and
as well.
And hopefully there will be many, many more.
Me too. We'll see if I get past tonight.
You will.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was nice to hear from them. From Myrna.
Oh, yeah. And we got, we have John DeBuck, Danny Wilson, and Ed Pittman together. Danny and John will actually be playing at the Canal Street Tavern on the 23rd of February. So if you're enjoying what you're hearing from them tonight, you might want to check that out as well.
With Mr. Kazernis, who has sent you a message. Nick writes in just a few minutes ago. What can I say? The Rev put out a record for us, put us in great bills in Dayton and out of town. We can never repay Jim Carter for all the support. All we can say is thank you, and we look forward to the next 30 years of coolness. He also added, the Rev has told some of the funniest jokes I have ever heard in my life. Unfortunately, I can't remember any of them at this moment. And unfortunately, he can't either.
Right, and you can start repaying me $20 here or $20 there. No problem.
And Nick's compatriots back again with special guest Mr. Ed Pittman. In the studio with us tonight. And on the guitars, John and Denny. Hi, Ed.
Hey, what's happening? Congratulations, Jim, on 30 years.
Oh, thank you so much.
And I liked hearing Myrna. And I'm glad that she called in. Everybody else is calling in.
Did you hear us talk about the CD that you gave her about 5 years ago?
Yeah, something about using it for a dartboard or something.
She said she listens to it.
I guess. I'm glad. I'm glad she likes it.
Well, we're about to listen to you guys here. Laying
lucky
on
you.
A live track, a new song.
We're going to do one for the Boy King.
Right. In honor of 30 years of coolness in an
going
uncool
back to
world.
The 80s.
All right.
One, two, three, four. Smile.
looking for fun. Rev Cool makes everything fun.
That was great.
I didn't hear anything.
That was a lot of fun, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for doing that. Thanks for coming in and doing that.
Thanks for having
Thanks for
us,
having
man.
Us out.
Happy 30.
Thank you, Jim, for 30 yeah, years are. Of just...
Of torture?
Yeah, a little bit of torture, but a lot of help. A lot of help with a lot of local bands, and Toxic Reasons being one of them. I still remember the Rock Against Reagan show that you took us up to in Detroit.
With the police riot?
I mentioned that one last time I was out here.
Remember the police riot?
Yeah, the riot.
That was, did you start that?
DOA claimed it started while they were on stage, but I think it started while we were on stage, but you know.
I threw a beer at a cop.
And Wavy Gravy was there, and we think Billy Carter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was pretty, so.
President Jimmy Carter's brother?
Yeah.
Selling
yeah,
beer,
we
right?
thought he was roaming
selling
around.
His, selling his Billy beer?
Is that was before going Billy on? Beer.
Really? Well, after he saw you, he was
inspired.
Inspired
but, you know, we also had Dale Huffman there with us, too. And,
really?
And he wow. came and did the interview with us in a van, and we ended up on the front page of the paper with strangling the Republican elephant there on the front page of the Dayton Daily News. So, you know, thanks to Dale Huffman, you know, he helped us too.
Wow. That sounds like those are some stories I've never heard before. That's that adds an interesting twist to the legacy.
Well, I have a lot of stories you've never heard before.
The Toxic Reasons legacy. There.
One time Ed was showed at my house. I can't remember. You and Louie Lerman were there. And I said, man, I'm going to go to bed. And they stayed up, and I woke up the next morning, like all my furniture and the entire house was like on the front yard.
That's, you know, and we rolled up Jeff Keating in the rug like a cigar. And then before that, we had tied the wine bottles to his shoelace.
Was he aware of
woke
was,
him up.
Was he aware of it while it was happening, or did he wake up rolled up?
He was when we dropped the atomic elbow on him, but he kind of woke up after that.
As we digress.
We've been digressing for 30 years.
Right.
Or progressing, digressing, regressing, whatever it is.
Are you going to bring some more music on here?
Sure will.
This is a live version of the Highwaymen. Am I right?
I think okay. so, yeah.
Yeah, the right, Highwaymen right. live at Jilly's in the 80s sometime. They're doing a show with the release of the Hard Be Cool album, and this is rocking and hot cut. I think you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, we played a few Highwaymen tracks tonight, but in honor of Troy and Mike Campbell,
right.
who and from earlier from their very first record they put out, that the Rev put out, launched a wonderful music career for Troy Campbell and Mike, and in their honor.
Like Colonel Parker.
And where was this show recorded? What was this?
This was at Jilly's, and okay. it was like a sort of like the oh the. I can put it. Release party
for the I Wanna for the record we were listening to.
And Obvious played that same night. You probably don't remember that, John. And then the Reducers.
I remember.
Wow, that's quite a show. We're gonna listen to it right now.
Yeah,
here on Around the Fringe.
Time to dance.
Oh,
tell the strangers that they're all dead. Well, you didn't even know my name. Swear I'm a ball of pain. Caught up in so shame. Tied to a ball in shame. Across the street, the married man comes. I see the apparition shot from the man's gun. And I have watched you dig your grave to bury the things once worn away. Where did you know my name? Where I'm the one to blame. Caught up in so shame. Sacred cow into a White Castle hamburger. Smoke Elvis Presley's toenails and didn't even get high. Now I'm going to Florida. I'd rather drink muddy water, sleep in a hollow log. I'd rather drink muddy water, sleep in a hollow log. Than to be back in Germantown, treated like a dirty dog.
Around the Fringe on WYSO. My name is Rev Cool, and we're celebrating 30 years of Around the Fringe being on WYSO. Wow, we're trying to cram in 30 years of memories in 4 hours. We're finding it to be a little bit difficult, but we're having a good try, and we still have some people to talk to on the phone, as well as Free Shakespeare, who've been doing a fantastic job with their interpretations of your letters and notes, and greatly appreciate all those as well. Who do we have up next?
Hey, Rev.
Well, hello.
Hi, from Beverly Hills / Los Angeles. I just wanted to wish you a very, very happy 30th. And
thank you.
From Springfielders and people around the world and everyone that's listened, I know I've listened from various spots around, that you keep Friday rocking, and I couldn't imagine it without you.
Well, thank you. That's so wonderful. And I always would like to get on occasion, like a little note on Facebook, and you'll be in some faraway city. It's great that you.
And I know that there's people actually rocking out to you in London right now.
So wow! Great.
You're hitting it off everywhere. So lots of love to you.
That's
and
London, Ohio, at the Correctional Institute.
London, England.
Oh, I got confused.
And just how fabulous you are. And also have to say thank you for the first date.
Oh well, thank you.
That's right.
They call me Dr. Love.
That's right. You are Dr. Love. Well, have a good one. And the show today is amazing, and I love the Shakespeare, and just want to give you some love from across the other side of the U.S.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that so very much. And I have my bib on, and I have my knife and fork. I carry it around with me, because next time I see you, it's going to be curry time, baby.
Yeah, you won't need your knife and fork bread, that's for sure.
Okay.
All right, take care.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you.
She's been promising that for a while. It's going to happen next time.
It is. You've heard of hostages, right?
Keeping the curry hostage. Right. But it's true. It's like the first time Marisha and I were ever out was with, you hooked us up with some tickets. It was like one of those Dragons games you couldn't make. And it was like, hey, you want a couple of tickets? And I was like, yeah.
Rough cool in baseball. The perfect combination for a relationship.
Well, Marisha is, yeah, she is from Springfield, which is one quick reminder, tomorrow night at the, is it the Hollenbeck Center?
Yes.
Yes, the silent auction. We'll be out there tomorrow with a lot of Nikki and a lot of the YSO crew and out there for tomorrow night.
Yeah,
from 6 to whenever. When is it, Nikki? Or is it just kind of till...
It flows.
It just flows
it
on.
It just flows.
For the
details at YSO.org. You can bid to be on his historic show on Rev Cool's
We're they're actually going to auction off.
You
could be Rev Cool for a night, which means that you also need to gain a bunch of gray hair and wrinkles, and and you ramble on about old days.
But you're still the cutest guy in all of, right?
Thank you. That means a lot coming from you, Andy.
Well, that's what I'm just reading your press release. It's right in front of here. It's like just read off the paper. Okay. The cutest guy in all of.
What we have here?
We've got. Speaking of testimonials down here, we've got some more coming in. Some wonderful accolades. I think they're accolades. Maybe they're not. We'll find out. From all sorts of, from around the world as well as your own backyard. From our friends here from the Free Shakespeare Contingent right here on Around the Fringe.
All I remember is that in 1983, and at that age of 13, I was kicked out of Southern California for being too punk rock and sent to live in Dayton, Ohio as punishment, where in 4 years of living there, I met all kinds of magical people that I still love, 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 and kept in contact with after all this time. Rev Cool, you brought us together, and I will always love you and cherish the memories we have all shared. Chris.
How time flies. I remember my grandson as a toddler dancing to his favorite Sounds of Mozambique on Around the Fringe. That toddler is now a college freshman. How can that be, since we haven't aged one iota? Kathy.
I accidentally found Rev Cool. I didn't realize that any DJ could spin so much amazing dance music on the radio. How did we get so lucky to have Rev Cool in our own backyard? Now I'm a bumper sticker devotee, no longer stuck in a funk. You rolled out the trance, planetary sounds, global groove welcome wagon for me and my family, Rev Cool. Thanks, Alma.
I remember the first time I heard any mention of Rev Cool. I was about 13, I think, so it was 1979. My uncle Jess managed the then-coolest record shop in the region, doing his own part to bring cool music to Dayton. Jess had a flyer for a show, and this flyer used Rev Cool's real name, Jimmy Carter. First I was like, what's reggae? And then I said, President Jimmy Carter is bringing a concert to Dayton? Jess laughed his great laugh, then explained about reggae music, and that there could actually be more than one person in the United States named Jimmy Carter. I may have been stoned. What can I say? Amy, P.S., run for Dayton mayor.
Rev Cool is my stepfather, and I first visited the radio station as a toddler, when the show was begun by Rev and Jim Collins and their friends, when they hung out in the far-from-soundproof sound booth, with its sticker-bespeckled walls in the Antioch Student Union. In junior high, I'd visit some friends Friday, and being awed by Antioch's drag ball happening in the hallways while Rev spun. In high school, I gained sway with peers who were way hipper than me because the Rev was so cool. Anna.
Many listeners of Around the Fringe, Rev Ear, its legendary host for his zany postmodern playfulness, a carnival barker unmatched in the art of shameless self-invention and promotion. However, those of us who know Jim well also admire the constancy of a beautiful soul, someone who is modest and sincere to a fault, and in times of need offers you the shirt off his back, no matter the personal sacrifice. Brian.
I guarantee you this will be the last song. The police will be here any minute now.
It's Around the Fringe on WYSO. And I don't have the legal ID thing. Somebody else is going to have to do that because Nikki knows I have no memory. Oh, no, I have no glasses. So.
Well, we give you the honor of reading it at least once tonight.
You're listening to Member Supported at 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield. Broadcast and in HD and online at WYSO.org. WYSO is a broadcast service of Antioch University for the Miami Valley. And coming to the end of the 30th anniversary special, and you know what? We still have things that we didn't even get to, but we've had a great time tonight, and I think throughout the year we'll be doing, you know, during the regular Around the Fringe show, we'll take some time out from now and then to play some things from the last 30 years. We've been doing the Rev Cool Wayback Machine. A lot of people have been having fun with that, so we'll continue that up for the remainder of the year. And I want to thank Nikki Dakota, who's been uncommonly quiet tonight. Helping with the phones, doing a great job being the perfect techie.
Absolutely. Nikki's made a party host the whole bit, you know, right. Sort of producer extraordinaire, keeping the...
Reminds me of the days back when she worked at the music shop on Vine, next to Bogart, shopping around equipment and greeting the customers and...
I do it all for just the hope of a slightest blessing from the Rev.
Right, for a blessing from the Rev.
Alms. To the musically inclined. Yes, well, thank you, Rev, for 30 years of all the time and effort and your creative input to everything at the Miami Valley. You know, you literally have been not only just bringing the sounds of the world to the Miami Valley, but you've been truly instrumental in helping make the sounds of the Miami Valley and taking them out to the world. So it's been a wonderful...
Well, thank you. And thank Andy. Thank you so much for coming out and spending these 4 hours with us with your vast amount of knowledge. So I appreciate all your help as well. And Ed Pittman and John DeBuck and Danny Wilson for coming out and playing free Shakespeare, for reading things. And, of course, to everybody who sent in their comments and gave their wonderful calls and called in tonight, is we could not believe the response, and I cannot believe how lucky I am to know you all. So thank you for listening to Around the Fringe and letting me join you on these Friday nights. And that's the most enjoyable thing for me for the last 30 years, is knowing you, the listeners of WYSO.
It's been a great run. It's been a lot of fun so far. More to come. Like you said, there's a number of things that we couldn't get to tonight, but there's a whole history of Around the Fringe on the Wayback Machine that we'll keep pulling out throughout the year. That's always been a lot of fun. And maybe get some more of these newsletters that the Rev used to put out, his I Want a Newspaper.
I'll have to find the next mouse nest to locate that.
With your tapes.
Right. Did we tell people? I don't think we told people that, but I was looking through old tapes and I found one box that was completely taken over by a mouse family. And there was actually a tape that had a huge chunk of it chewed off. Chewed off. It was so disgusting.
Well, thanks a lot, Rev. Thanks for everything. All right. And thanks to everybody out there for listening once again to another edition of Around the Fringe. More to come next week. Tune in again next week for another edition of Around the Fringe with the inimitable and eternal Reverend Cool.